T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so public impeachment hearings begin today in the House of Representatives, and they will be broadcast on television. We're not carrying it live here on WRVA for a variety of reasons, which I'll talk about a little bit later in the program. But let's get the nuts and bolts of what actually will transpire this morning. Byron Henry is a constitutional attorney, joins us now. What's your understanding of what happens when the gavel hits at 10 o'clock this morning?
Well, we're going to have some testimony by a few witnesses, former administration officials that are handpicked by the Democrats. Of course, we've learned that there won't be any witnesses allowed to be called, at least not initially, by the Republicans. So we'll see what they have to say. But the real interesting thing is that all of these people are supposedly going to testify about the understanding of a call that we have a summary of. So mm-hmm. What we're going to hear a lot of is what people understand someone else told them that they thought the call meant. So,
I mean, that's problematic, really, isn't it? I mean, this isn't a court of law. It's a political procedure. What is the appropriate terminology for this? Am I correct saying it's a political process, or is there something else we should call it?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a political process. It's in a political body, and yeah. Politicians are actually running it. And there is some form. I mean, we've got a lot of precedent for how these proceedings are supposed to take place or have taken place in the past. They're not supposed to take place in any certain way. There are some rules in the House and Senate regarding impeachment. But the real thing to look at is that since there are no articles of impeachment, no charges, this is more, they're calling it an impeachment inquiry, but it's no different than an oversight hearing when you have a hearing about the president's conduct on any matters. When the Republicans had the House and they did a Benghazi, so to speak, investigation, or they wanted to know about it. I mean, they weren't looking at that point saying they're going to vote to impeach President Obama on it, but they were investigating the executive right. branch for alleged abuses of power or unethical or unprofessional conduct. Yeah. It was a political proceeding, and that's what this is, an investigation into events. The problem is what are they investigating? I mean, everyone knows what occurred during the call that is supposed to be the subject of this investigation. So,
well, unlike the
testify, didn't hear the call, so it's not like there's going to be new light shed on it.
Secondhand information, and unlike a lot of the Democrat leaders, at least during these interview portions, I would like to be objective and fair. And I keep coming back in my head to a term which is loaded, that this is a show trial. It seems to me that this is a predetermined conclusion here, and the Democrats are determined to put individuals up who may or may not have firsthand information. In this case, it sounds like they have no firsthand information, that will simply paint a picture based on what they would like to be the case. But it's not it's a show trial. It's not actually an investigation anymore.
That's right. It's not really an investigation or an inquiry as much as it is spin. In other words, the call summary that we know about mm-hmm. is not sufficient to make the case. So you need a lot of people, some of whom it seems may have an axe to grind against the president, or simply just don't like him or disagree with his policy, which is perfectly legitimate for people have that right. But to say what they think was meant or what they understood. So a lot of back channel discussions among people that are not the president or not with the president saying, oh, yeah, we understood that this was going to be a quid pro quo. Or we understood that, of course, we would, that the president was insistent that the Bidens be investigated over their Ukraine connections. But that's not actually what occurred. Yeah. So you need the call plus the spin by the President Trump haters, and you get the call plus the spin, and you get that for 2 weeks, and hopefully it drives the numbers down for President Trump, drives the numbers up for impeachment. Then you have the impeachment vote, and they say the American people support the impeachment, and so that is the way I believe this will all end up culminating, yeah. is an attempt to spend 2 weeks doing this to make the numbers move just enough so they could say this is what the American people want.
It's interesting that there's not a lot of articulation of actual charges of wrongdoing, you know, or it seems to slide back and forth in a very fluid way about what the charge may be here. Is it withholding money from Ukraine based on the investigation? Is it the fact that he called for the investigation of someone who is a political rival who, you know, not inconsequentially was the vice president of the United States? In my conversations with people around town, I'm often saying, tell me exactly what you think Donald Trump did that was either wrong ethically or otherwise or illegal. And I usually get a blank stare.
Yeah, it ranges in my discussions and what I've heard and what I've read from, well, he's done plenty to be impeached. This is just one thing. So it ranges from that to simply the weird allegation that if a president calls for an investigation or does anything which may otherwise help him politically.
Yeah.
And damages political opponents, which is an odd argument because what they're saying basically is if this would have happened in Donald Trump's second term, where he's not up for re-election, therefore calling for an investigation of one of his political rivals' sons would have no effect on his re-election prospects. This is perfectly fine and not impeachable. That's a really odd argument to make, that if it happens in 2021, it's not impeachable, but if it happens in 2017 or 18 or 19, whatever, it is impeachable. I haven't heard anybody talk about that, but he's not a political rival or he's not a potential candidate against President Trump
in
his second term.
Yeah.
And that's an odd argument that it's impeachable in the second term, first term, but not the second term. But
yeah. And
we'll
note,
have to wait and see how they get to that.
Note to self, if you ever get in trouble, just announce that you're running for president of the United States and suddenly the federal government. I mean, with the opposite party announced that you're running for president with the label of the opposite party that's in power, and then suddenly they can't investigate you, apparently. I mean,
that's never been a basis for immunity that I can remember that you're following. In fact, it's the opposite. In fact, a lot of times the Justice Department, different mechanisms in the way you handle your campaign finance and whatnot are all over you if you're a public figure that announces that you're running for office. In fact, we've had tons of examples of one administration investigating and prosecuting members of another administration, so I'm not sure when this new immunity, sort of immunity, started.
I guess Barack Obama wasn't aware of that rule when he and his team started investigating candidate Trump. But we'll have to leave it there. Byron Henry, I think we've reached the conclusion that today is a show trial. I hate to say that, but I think that's where we are. A constitutional attorney, and we will talk to you as all of this unfolds over the next several days and weeks. Thank you.
My pleasure.
We're back with a look at the slippery, certainly cold roads out there, and a look at your weather for this Wednesday. Next, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.